Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. Got another crazy interview. You know what I'm saying? Longtime homie, almost 20 years in the game. Then seen this man grow up. You know what I mean? Crazy. From a young buck to damn near a whole entrepreneur, a mogul. You know what I'm saying? From once doing music to now doing what? Books, podcasts, wellness. You know what I'm saying? Advisor. Everything under the sun, man. What's good, my dude, Devin Butler? You know what I mean? I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I see you got a lot going on. Definitely have to snatch you up and get you on the show, bro.
Man, I appreciate you just reaching out. Yeah, it is a lot going on right now. There's a lot happening.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, one of the key things that I love what you got going on is the whole wellness. You know, health is number one. Health is wealth. You know what I'm saying? What made you get into that lane?
Honestly, I was just thinking about all the things that I've been through as far as I had to battle with obesity. I had to battle with depression. I had to battle with anxiety and things of that nature. And to really walk myself through getting at each and every one of those things kind of inspired me to want to get into it and help other people out. Because I know people, you know, suffer from similar things.
That's dope. That's dope, bro. So, like, when was the actual breaking point that made you want to just say, hey, you know what? I got to take this thing more serious. I can't be caught slacking no more.
It was at the time I lost my life when I pretty much had like lost everything. I was maybe, I want to say I was like 27, and I had got up to like 238, 240 around there. So I'm weighing in heavy, man. And I'm just thinking to myself like, how did I even get here? And it was just, I was just choosing to exist instead of live, and I had to, you know, make a change, but I didn't know what change to make. But one thing I knew was I was sick and tired, and I knew that nobody was coming to save me. And once I really settled on that fact that nobody was coming to save me, I was like, all right, I got to save myself. Time to put in the work and see what happens.
Man, that's, you know what, and I salute you for even wanting to make that change instead of getting comfortable with yourself and making matters worse. You know, because it's easy to, you know what I'm saying, it's easy to say it than actually do it, you know what I'm saying, for you to actually do it and live through it and grow through it, hey, you definitely a goat on that note.
Man, much appreciation, man. It's about inspiring other people to do the same. You know, we all got our struggles, we all got our hardships, each and every one of us. But, you know, we just got to really focus on how do we start to look in the mirror and address that.
I agree. So, like, what's one of the main things you can agree with or speak about that you really struggled and you had to overcome with doing so? Like,
definitely, I would say it's the depression. You see, depression, we often try to make it a medical diagnosis, and of course, it is true, it is. But really, what's going on is, it's a mental disruption. It's a mental disruption, and that mental disruption is coming from the fact that something internally is going on that we haven't addressed. It could be, you know, a trauma. It could be maybe you don't understand exactly who you are, fully who you are, and you feel lost and confused in this whole thing called life. It could stem from so many different things, but I would say depression is one of those things that if we choose to self-reflect and introspect, we can start to come out of it. But what we tend to do, and often what's being, you know, portrayed in media, is like medicate yourself, whether that be with legal substances or non-legal substances, and manage your way through it. But, you know, if we choose to really just go all in, And go all in on ourselves, we can actually start to see a change and make a difference.
That's facts, bro. I definitely salute you. You know what I'm saying? One thing that you got going on that I really like is that me myself is an author, but you an author as well. You wrote a book.
Yes, sir. Yes,
That's
sir.
dope. That's dope. What are some of your inspirations behind that? And what's the title?
Well, the title of it is called Negative Orientation: Breaking Through the Program. That's available on Amazon, available on Barnes and Noble. You can literally get it anywhere books are sold. But what made me really write it started off as a journal, and it was kind of like, I'm writing this down to prove to myself the things that I have gone through, I made it out of. It's like a testament to that fact. I made it out of the situation. But as I started to write it, it was literally like I was writing to myself, like I'm writing to the inner me, you know? And I said, man, I'm going to write a book. And it was a joke at first, kind of like, I'm going to write a book. Yeah, whatever. Then as I really started to get into it and kind of start pouring more and more of myself into it, I was like, wow, I'm actually writing a book. And then from there, I just started fully immersing myself into it, you know. And about 7 months later, that the thing was done.
That's dope.
Yeah, the rest is history.
That's dope. That's dope. So, like, you becoming an author, do you have plans on writing more books?
Definitely. I actually want this one to be a series. And, you know, I won't reveal any titles or anything at this particular moment in time, but I definitely want this to be a series to help people at different stages, because I've been going through different stages of my life and I've been learning a lot of different things. And so I want to be able to compile information and put it together, just like I did with this first book, so that people can have some sort of guidance. You know, that's what this whole thing is about, is just guidance, insights on what to do when you get to these certain levels. And I want to be able to have that literature there for people to help them out.
That's dope, bro. And I salute you, you know, for being ego-free and reaching out to help others and wanting to help others. You feel me? That's definitely sowing a positive seed.
Yeah, facts on that. Facts on that. And it's funny that you even mentioned, like, ego-free. I like that term, by the way. Because that's what you got to deal with when you're putting yourself in a position to serve. You have to face your ego, and sometimes you face your ego, you may not like all the things you find, right? It's not that ego is necessarily inherent a bad thing. It's just the fact that sometimes we don't know how to use our egos in a healthy way, so it tends to help us develop bad habits more so good habits, you know. So we just really got to focus on channeling within ourselves and figuring out how to use that ego. Also figuring out how to connect with the inner self, you know, the spiritual self.
Hey, that's big facts, bro. I definitely salute you on that. One of the things that, you know, when we first hung out, you know what I'm saying, I always knew you had a different glow about yourself, you know what I'm saying? You, everybody that was around you, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was great in their own way. But, like, one thing that I really liked about you is that your ability to be able to speak, and you being now going to the different youth centers and be able to have a word or be that spoken mouth for the youth, I think that's dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, what made you get into that lane?
You know what? I mean, when we go back, we were doing, you know, music together. And I always knew that I was supposed to be on somebody's stage and I'm supposed to be using a microphone as a tool. I just didn't know to what capacity. And literally with everything that I've gone through, I decided to be vulnerable. And through that vulnerability, I found my true voice. So it's, we all have a voice. We all have a story. And we can all use that voice and story to help other people out. At the time, I was ashamed of all of the things that I was facing. So I didn't want it to be funny, you know. But in coming out of it and just going through the entire process and seeing what was possible, I said, man, I can definitely help other people out. I just got to cast my worries and my fears aside and just start to do it. And, you know, literally I just started putting myself in that position. position, reaching out to people, you know, putting my story out there on podcasts and little bits and pieces, and just of reaching out. And, you know, people say, hey, man, let's get a guy a shot. Book me for some speaking engagements. And like I say, now I see that taking off, and I'm like, wow, it's just amazing. Once you really double down and you put yourself out there and you just say, man, screw it. You know, let's see what happens. It's just amazing the things that start to come together from it.
Hey, that's dope, bro. That's dope. Because, you know what I'm saying? I feel like everyone got a story to tell, you feel me, in their own rights. Everyone is a book within themselves, you feel me? For real, for real. So, I mean, yeah, and you spoke about podcasts and all. You have a podcast of your own. Are you able to speak on that?
Absolutely. So the name of the podcast is called Born for Better. And right now I think I'm over 100 episodes, maybe a little bit more than that. I've just been going hard at the paint, as they say. But the title kind of came about because I had an epiphany. I know I'm supposed to be doing more with my life. Why am I settling? And I realized that's just the culture of the environment. Sometimes the environment pushes you to settle versus pushes you to advance and go forth and evolve and grow and just go after your dreams. And I was like, man, I'm born for something more, you know. And I had this saying that I had said years ago, and it was like, do better as an action, be better as a lifestyle. And you always hear people telling you, you know, do better, and but they're not giving you the tools or the resources of how to really do it.
Hey, and, I can relate.
So I was like, man, how do I be better? Like, how do I decide to live that truth for myself? And through a slew of mistakes, assessments, self-assessment through accomplishment, I started to understand what that was. And so when I put it all together, I know I'm born for something more. I know I want to be better. All right, born for better. This is it. And here we are. And so you check that out. It's on Spotify, man. It's on Apple. It's on Google Play and everywhere else podcasts available. So it's been a fun experience.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope. One thing I like about podcasts is that you can be able to express who you truly are with no limitations or no, you know what I'm saying, no censorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, you know how you'd be able to do certain platforms such as radio or whatever it may be, and, you know, you can't say this or you can't speak too strong on that because you might offend yourself or you might end up canceling yourself, you feel me? Or getting canceled.
And we should live in that climate today, right?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Hey, where did we go? Like, you know what I mean? When you even look at the whole canceling thing, like, how did that even come about? And it's like, to me, I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at counseling and, like, when they cancel people, what it stands for, who they're canceling, it's like, it's just a bunch of opinionated people that just say anything for attention or to knock down the next man, bro.
Come on. That's really what it sounds like. It's just, hey, man, I'm going to trip you, and then I'm going to kick you when you're down. You know, like, that's the name of the game, what you're seeing. And these are from people who are held in high esteem in our society. And we're seeing this from them. So how does that trickle down to us?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, for real, when you look at it, it's like, bro, when, like, certain people that are getting canceled versus the people that should be getting canceled, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying? You do your thing. You're very opinionated, of course. Like, and you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I very love about you. You feel me? But, like, this whole, like, the Will Smith thing, like, how you feel about that? What's your take on it?
Man, so, of course, there's been a lot of controversy about that. And he has been literally in every type of bulletin post, every type of media post, every type of social media post imaginable since what he did with Chris Rock. But I believe himself better. You know, he didn't have to approach you with aggression. But I also believe, you know, his wife, you know, was the thing that sparked him to do that. And it seems like he has a lot of conflict at home, and he's always trying to seek approval from her, but he never gets it. So it's just because he's wanting this validation from her so bad, it's causing him to do reckless things. And sometimes, you know, again, when I talk about personal wellness, if it's not for you, it's not for you. And maybe that marriage, that situation just isn't for him because it hasn't really served him. It's causing him to do things that now has cost him, being banned for 10 years, not being able to show his face in any Academy Award. It's putting a halt on his movie projects. I mean, and he is considered, you know, one of the best actors in Hollywood. I mean, he's had a very prominent career, and just to see in one night, on his grand night, where he will receive an award that most male black actors don't receive, he was receiving it, he would ruin it all.
Man, bro. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then all, like, right, he spent years and years and years working hard just to see it shatter in a matter of minutes. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you look at it, you know what I mean, age-wise, he's 53 years old. I mean, when that Academy lift is up, like, and he's able to go back, he'll be 63 years old. And it's like, bro, from then to now, so much, you know what I'm saying, is going to happen, so much is going to change, nothing's going to be the same. You feel me? It's crazy to see, like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Because, like, in my opinion, though, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, to really keep it 100, like, okay, Will just won his first Academy Award, but, like, when you look at it, bro, and the movies he's played in, the scripts he's chosen, he deserved more. He should have got it multiple times.
Oh, man, most definitely. I mean, come on, Pursuit of Happiness.
Keep going, bro. Like, that Pursuit of Happiness alone, he should have won 40 awards.
Come on.
Bro, and if at that time, in that year, wasn't nothing messing with that. You know what I mean? That movie affected everyone emotionally. You feel me? I feel like his show should have won shit. You feel me? The Fresh Prince is epic. It's a staple in the black community as well as other communities. You feel me? Everybody wanted the Uncle Phil. You feel me? One of the fathers, one of the best TV dads ever.
Definitely. I mean, the fact that they even made a new version of, you know, the Fresh Prince called, what was called, Bel Air, right? That's now premiering. It's definitely taking a dark spin on it, but it still came from that 1990 sitcom, man. You know,
yeah. And what's even more crazy, bro, Will was into music. Will tripped and fell into the TV life, you feel me? Then later on in the movies, Will wasn't, he didn't start off as a movie actor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you talk about a man with many occupations, yeah, you're talking about Will Smith for sure.
Yeah, and that's why I say, like, bro, Will probably down now, but he won't be down for long. Because he's a boss.
And you know, what I believe Will needs to do is he needs to, again, assess his situation externally and more so internally to search and find himself. And, I mean, you know, you look at social media, like, he's going on these different excursions and retreats, you know, for spiritual growth and whatnot. But I think that his path at this particular stage in the game is meant for him to walk alone. It's meant for him to find the next level of himself. And the unfortunate part is sometimes that means you have to leave certain people, places, and things behind in order to get there. And if they're meant to be in your life, they will return. But if they're not, then you have to just accept it for what it is and continue to move forward. I mean, as far as we know, we only get one life, right? So it's best that we do everything we can to have masterful intent with our life.
Oh, yeah, most of, because you know what I'm saying? Like you said it yourself, a lot of people is just existing. Not everyone is out there living. You feel me? Like, there's so many people with full potential, you know what I'm saying, that don't even know they glow, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of people, like, not saying a lot of people, but it's a decent amount of percentage of people, bro, that's standing right next to the next big thing, but their ego won't allow them to, you know what I'm saying, let their light shine less than a person that might take everyone else to the next level. You feel me?
Right. Man, we all here to help one another. And honestly, I think that we've been raised in a culture that says, hey, be selfish. Be selfish forever. But there's only so much you can achieve on your own. And with that deeply ingrained in us, you know, you find it hard for us to feel community, for us to, you know, come together, for us to commune, you know. It's hard for that to happen because of that simple fact that we've been trained into this selfishness, but we got to really, again, self-assess, self-reflect, self-introspect, like, where to figure that.
Yeah, because, you know what I mean? And this, but it's not even with just Will Smith. You know what's the craziest one, bro? That I'm still trying to do the math equations to figure out how the fuck it happened. It's Bill Cosby. My thing is, okay, they came up 50 years later and explained the night that it happened. How the fuck, if you was drugged that crazy, how the fuck you remember shit from 50 to 60 years ago? You feel me? To the T, where you could just bring it up in court like that. And you, when the person is laid out, drugged, you don't, now I'm not saying that nobody's lying, not saying that it don't have, that it hasn't happened or whatever. It's just that how they did Bill was bogus, bro.
You know, interesting enough, man, I don't know if you remember this game back in school, right? You little kids, and in class, there was a game called Telephone, right? So it starts at one end of the classroom, one student, teacher say something in the ear to the first student, and then that student is then passed to the next student, and so on and so forth, until it gets all the way to the last student on the other side of the room. And by the time it gets to the other side, the story's completely changed.
Man.
Right? That's Telephone. That's literally a simulation of what this whole Bill Cosby situation was. I mean, like you say, 50 years have gone by. Just 50 years alone. If they wasn't even drugged, the different details would be left out because so much time has elapsed, you know. And then you add the fact that, you know, these people were drugged. How do they really remember it so clearly, man? Not to say he did or didn't do it. It's more so the fact that we all have made mistakes. But also, these people chose to be in the presence of starlight figures like Bill Cosby.
I mean, cause like, bro, like, when you look at it, bro, and I'm gonna be honest, bro, I ain't got the best memory in the world, bro, but I can't even remember what I wore March 25th, 2017, you feel me?
Exactly.
Let alone 50 years ago, you feel me? Like, come on now. You know what I mean? I mean, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? And to see multiple women come up, like, so all y'all just be remembering shit, huh?
It's crazy, and again, it's not to take away from the fact that surely in Hollywood this has happened, and not just this whole Bill Cosby incident. I'm sure it's happened with multiple different actors, producers, etc. But
it just hard to play it out.
Exactly. That's it. It's like what truly is fair, and I mean they've ruined this man's entire career.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Man, and he too was one of the best TV fathers to not only the African American community but to other races as well. Like, a lot of people looked up to Bill for a lot of different things, cuz he was definitely an advocate, bro, on so many levels and so many things. Classic iconic movies as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, from Fat, he did Fat Albert, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, classic. What's going on? Have you seen the movie called Ghost Dad?
I haven't, but I heard of that movie, but I haven't
Oh
seen it.
man, bro, that movie is crazy, bro. When you get a chance, bro, please, please, bro, check that out. Classic, bro.
Ghost Dad. Okay, definitely. I'm gonna
Bro,
put that down.
man, bro, man, bro. It's crazy because you know what I'm saying. It's a serious situation, but you know, Bill. You know what I'm saying. It's a life learning serious situation, but you know when Bill he puts his twist on it to where it got that little sense of humor. You know what I mean? So it makes it even more great. You feel me? It's not just a depressing, losing someone type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's that little twist in there that just makes. You know what I'm saying? Bill had a way of making people seem like. The bad thing is okay, you'll get over it type thing. You know, like don't let a small thing ruin a big day type shit, you feel me?
True, yeah. He always put humor in everything to be able to talk about these deep subjects.
Yeah,
that
you know,
people get to touch with like a 10-foot pole.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean? For real. But you know what I'm saying, like with you, you know, you becoming like such a important part in the community of today, bro. I want to salute you, bro. I want to give you your flowers, bro, in case you don't hear it enough, bro. I'm definitely proud of you on some real shit, bro.
Man, Chris, man, I appreciate that, brother. We got to start giving people the roses while they can still smell them. I mean,
you hear me, bro? Only time people now give their roses is on Facebook after they done passed. Like,
come on,
bro.
Man.
You...
Come on, man. Like, the fact that it takes for a person to pass away. Okay, now let's go ahead and put a memorabilia. Now let's go ahead and, put the picture on a t-shirt, you know. I mean, this is the issue. Again, we've been raised in this selfish culture. And it's about me, until somebody who, you know, you claim that you cared about passed, and now all of a sudden, oh, let me say something now. Let me say something at the wake. Let me say something at the gravesite. Like, no, man, they know why they alive.
For real, hey, you know what's a Facebook quote that I found was so true, bro? Like, when you really look at the situation, is that, like, people barely show up for your birthday, but the day of your funeral, everybody and their mama coming from all over the world to see you.
That's crazy.
You feel me? You'll have a birthday. A motherfucker probably text you, like, hey, they won't even say happy birthday. You'll get the HBD. You feel me? And a little emoji, G. You know what I'm saying? But the day you pass away, bro, people flying, they walking from different countries to see, you know what I mean? And then, boom, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I say, like, people like you, bro, is definitely important in today's society for a lot of reasons, bro. Definitely inspiration even on, you know what I'm saying, on a positive note, because, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely needed, for real.
Honestly, you know, sometimes we don't think the best of ourselves, so we don't want to, you know, put ourselves out there. We don't want to, again, be vulnerable and show true face because we don't want to be judged. But I mean, just look around right now. It's so much turmoil going on, man. There's so many people that's down of all backgrounds, you know, of all cultures, of all ethnicities. You're seeing it. And we need a healing, you know. I mean, it's funny with that movie, Denzel Washington. It was Antoine Fisher, right? You know, need a healing, but we need it right now.
Yeah, hey, big facts, bro. Oh, you know, it's another movie that I think that was kind of crazy like that, bro. Did you see the movie Fences?
Man, bro,
that movie, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen Denzel play some roles, bro, but that movie, I ain't gonna tell you what happened or how it plays out or what happened at the end. I never seen Denzel in a situation like that, bro. And then that's what made Denzel so great, because it's like a lot of these actors, bro, actresses, it's been playing the same exact role, different movies for years and years and years. For example, not to knock nobody, I think Terrence Howard played the same role every movie. You feel me? Terrence, Tiffany Haddish played the same role in every movie, bro.
Wow. Yes, you're right. They don't change accents. Maybe they do, but most times they don't.
They play the same. Tiffany Haddish is the same. You know what I'm saying? Typical rah-rah. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see her. I mean, I'm pretty sure time will come where she, you know what I'm saying, gets into her deeper role, emotional roles. Like, but it's the same thing. Terrence Howard, that same. So, what up, Mike? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That same Southern, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, whatever it is that pays the bills, whatever floats the boat, but it's like, that's what make Denzel, Will Smith, you know what I mean? Leonardo DiCaprio, that's what make them great, because they can adapt to anything. Comedy, serious, you know what I'm saying? Because low-key, Leonardo DiCaprio is a great, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hands down, bro.
Bro, you saw the movie What's Killing Gilbert Grape, I think?
Oh, man, you just throwing me with some gems. I gotta catch up on
that stuff. Oh, man, hey, that movie right there, bro, if he's not in, look, when you see it, bro, if he's not in your top two, bro, this man played a mentally challenged young, and this is one of his very first movies, bro, so he was like 15, 16, under 18 type shit, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. What's it called, bro? And it's another movie I want you to check out, bro. It's called Basketball Diaries, bro. One of the best sports films ever, bro. Oh, my fucking God, bro. Bro, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? You my homie. You know what I'm saying? I definitely love you like a brother, bro. Even if we got together and did movie night, bro. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? Bro, Basketball Diaries, bro, I swear to fucking God, that storyline alone, bro, the things that happen, it's on some, like, be careful how you treat others, because karma's a motherfucker type of movie, you feel me? Like, bro, when I tell you it's deep, bro, what's the column is in it? I can't even think of it. Mark Wahlberg is in it, and they was young, bro. I'm talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, like 15, 16. That was one of his very first movies. But, bro, when I tell you as far as sports films and how they played that out, bro, oh, my God, bro. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio, bro, it started off like him making fun of people, and he ended up becoming what he made fun of, bro, and trying to battle that situation. It's crazy, bro. And you already know how he get down with the acting. Like, he believable as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Come on, Inception.
Man. it's a, you know what I'm saying? It's a handful of actors, bro, that really make you believe that character is them for real, such as Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx got that glow.
Oh, one of the most versatile.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Never played the same movie twice. Never played the same movie twice, bro.
It's unreal how to see, you know, how talented these people are. And when we talk about, once again, kind of going back to Will, you know, some people should have had a billion awards by now.
Oh, what? Man, bro. And to see, like, yeah, when you see it, it's like, it's only one. Nah, Denzel Washington should have had 40,000 awards, bro.
Man.
That Malcolm X movie should have been awarded billions of times, bro. Angela Bassett too. She's so raw, bro. Never played the same movie twice.
Man, it's a game, right? At the end of the day, you just see that people's creative and artistic abilities are downplayed until the industry gets ready to exalt them. You know?
Yeah, and that's why I say it's an opinionated award, bro. That's why I say, like, It looks big, but it's not big at all, bro. Because, bro, Will done been in 50 plus movies where he should have won an award for it. Denzel the same. I could definitely keep going. Queen Latifah too. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people should have won crazy awards, bro. You know what I mean? Like, for real. And it's like, when you see what they lost to, it's like, okay, nah, you know something's up.
Yeah, Exactly. You know, with the advent of social media, there's so many negatives we can always point out. One of the positives is it puts the power in the people's hands.
Oh my God, the wrong people.
Yeah, and it could be used for like everything else, right? It could be used for the greater good or lesser than, right? But if we chose to power of social media for greater good, like we can actually advocate and push for these beautiful talents, for them to be able to be pushed to the forefront, you know. And one thing I will give Will Smith is he was using his platform for that. Like he was showing you other sides of himself that you don't necessarily see this big movie actor do. And that's what allowed people to, you know, buy into him even more. But now with everything that's going on, it's like, man.
Hey, and that's why I say, bro, Will, just on the fact that, bro, Will ain't going to be down for long. You feel me? But, like, bro, to even touch back to Will, did you see the letter that his daughter wrote that went viral to Tupac, bro? I'm against abuse, bro, but she should have got her ass beat for that.
Listen, man, the fact that, okay, so, man, people not gonna like what I'm about to say.
Bro, she should have got whooped for that, bro. He should have grabbed the belt and whooped her, bro.
But you know what? It's Will's fault, man. And you know why? It's because he got with a woman who loved a dead man.
Bro, and what's crazy is that, like, bro, Pac was Pac, bro. I never heard Pac mention her one time in a music song, bro. One time in an interview. I never seen a documentary. I never seen a movie where he just praised her the way she praises him. That the way she talking as if you would have thought they was equal. There was a you know what I'm saying, an equal agreement, you know what I mean? Equal love, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wrote a couple poems, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that was that. Like,
yeah, man. She was enamored with him, and it's clear to see it to this day. And the fact that, you know, that their children got twisted up and all of this.
Yeah, bro.
Like Willow, man, like she's following the same suit as her mom, and I'm sure, you know, they got some things from her mother too. Like it's just a chain of events, right? They call it the cycle, right? Just continuously creating this cycle of delusion.
Right.
And it's messed up, bro. Like Will Smith, he has to, again, he has to fight for himself more than ever before. And there has been times that Willow has even stood up for her father. Said she see what's going on. She see what's happening, but it's, again, you know, you got to break free of and be yourself. And I think Willow's still trying to find himself, just like I believe Jaden's still trying to find himself. That whole family is under a huge, just a huge conflict, man. They're conflicting with themselves internally.
Yeah, but you know what's sad to say, bro? The only people that's really, really even looking that deep into their lives, bro, is our own kind. I never seen a debate, an argument, or any other national race or religion or whatever it is that's really trying to study them, look into what they got going on, bro. Everybody's out doing their own thing, worried about the shit that they got going on, bro. It's our kind that really put them under a microscope and, you know what I'm saying, try to evaluate and do the math problem to why this is going wrong, when it's like, bro, we got a million and one things going on in our own household, let alone try to worry about somebody else's situation, you feel me, that we don't even know, we not even related to, bro, you know what I'm saying, like, we studied that so long, bro, that it's fucking up our shit, you feel me, like, we ruining our homes, worrying about what it is we're willing to. Of course we got opinions, but that opinion should have been opinion. Like and it's like the arguments that we place upon ourselves, getting into it with each other, ruining relationships over debates over things that we have no control over. You feel me? Like I think that shit is crazy itself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, we all talented as fuck, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We just focus on the wrong things. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, bro. You know what I'm saying? I done fell short of that 400 times. You know what I'm saying? Probably gonna fall short of that more times. But it's just something that I think that once we get shit together, including myself, bro, it's a wrap, bro. They can't stop us. They can't put a guard up or nothing, bro, that we can't break through it once we get over that. You know what I'm saying? Misery loves company shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this shit's deep, though, bro. Like, it's way deeper than a podcast episode. It's way deeper than a book. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it starts at home, really. You know what I'm saying?
And I think, speaking of that, that's what we've lost at. We've lost the foundation of family. We've
big
lost,
facts.
You know, the business at home.
Yeah.
I always say, man, what's the first business you start? Man, it's at home.
Yeah. and what's crazy, bro, it's like it's gotten to the point, you know what I'm saying, and it's not just with any specific race, bro. It's just with people in general, bro. They'll talk about your business before they help you start one.
Bring that back.
You hear me? They'll talk about your business before they help you start one.
Come on, man. See, you know what? Everybody living vicariously through the next man, next woman. You know, they don't want to handle their own business. They don't want to address everything that's going on like they're in their home. And then they're so quick to be opinionated and criticize somebody else who's actually going after what they're doing.
You hear me, bro? Gee. That's just so crazy, bro. Bro, I'm talking about, like, bro, like, they don't even go through, they ain't even been through what it is you going through, but got the most opinions, bro. Like, I don't see how Oprah is able to give out children type advice. Like, bro, she don't have no shorties.
Mm-hmm.
But women, bro, women of color, bro, women of all kind will sit there and watch her for hours, bro. And she ain't raised not a, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? That mother daughter, like, come on, bro. Like, you got to go to the source sometimes, bro, where, like, you know what I'm saying, where it actually can make a change, bro. You know what I'm saying? More so just a TV face.
You know what? Speaking to that fact of her not having children but being able to talk about, you know, how to raise them and what to do with children and things of that nature, let's just look across all professions. And there are certain people who are in these prominent positions, you know, due to, you know, their degrees, their experiences, smarts, etc. And it's like walking contradiction.
Yeah, bro. And like
you
I
know,
said, bro, I'm far from perfect, bro. But it's like I'm not finna jump in the lane or jump or get out there in front of a semi truck and, you know what I'm saying, talk some shit that I know nothing about. And it's like, even when I write books, bro, and the different topics I deal with, like, I always try to get it another one's opinion from what they've been through and twist it. Or, you know what I'm saying, make it more relatable to everyone of all race and color. You know what I'm saying, more so than just one genre of whatever it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, bro... Bro, I don't know, like, in general, though, bro, like, today, bro, I was just talking to a homie, bro, like, what is of today wasn't of yesterday, you feel me? Like, it might be the same thing, but it's totally different, like, disciplining then is way different from disciplining now.
Oh, man, very much so. Man, let's talk about that. Come on, I was scared. I knew I did something wrong.
Bro, and look, but you know what I'm saying? But to me, I think, in my opinion, bro, that discipline, bro, it might seem harsh when you look back at it, bro, but it definitely molded us into who we are today. You feel me? Not knocking no one of today that's disciplined the way they discipline, bro. But like, bro, like, we come from an era, G, where we couldn't talk back to our parents. You feel me? We in an era, bro, where, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, if we jump in a conversation of grown folks, we was getting popped in the mouth. You You feel me?
Hands down.
You feel me? Like, bro, we come from an era, G, where if we did something, whatever was within arm's reach, we was getting hit with.
At any moment's notice.
Gee, like, bro, don't, whatever was right there within arm's reach, bro, and we didn't see it coming. Because we'll be shocked, whether if it's a loaf of bread getting hit with another kid, a kid getting hit, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was getting, you know what I'm saying? But it taught us great lessons, though, you feel me? You know what I mean? For real. And it's like, bro, the way that our grandmas and mothers was built back then, bro, it's crazy to see what they went through and still were studied. You know what I'm saying? Still being independent. You know what I mean? And how they was able to hold down houses without attention from likes and comments. You know what I'm saying? Like, or, you know what I'm saying? Wanting to change themselves on the outside type thing. Not knocking nobody that do it up today. You know what I'm saying? But, man, the women back then, they were something special, bro. They was definitely anointed, bro. Grandmas, great-grandmas, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, and you miss it, man. I lost my grandmother at 19.
Oh, damn,
sir. 16 years, I haven't been able to, you know, just had a woman raise my grandmother.
Man, sorry to hear about that, bro, for real.
Man, it's all good at this point because, you know what, she don't have to suffer from stuff that we're going through down here no more, man. But just the fact that you had that Sunday dinner.
You hear me, bro? Bro, people get a plate and go in their room, G. You know what I'm saying? Like, we from an era, bro, where you had to sit at the table. You feel? Yeah, like, bro, like, you know what I mean? And what's crazy, bro, we was from an era where we wanted to play outside, where we wanted to ride our bikes. You feel me? We didn't want to sit up in a corner of a room and touch a tablet all day, bro. You feel me?
It's crazy to think about that now because we didn't know. I mean, we had to use our mind, our imagination.
Have
fun. They don't get the benefit of doing that nowadays.
Bro, peeling scabs was the shit. You feel me? We was proud of them scabs. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, G? Like, bro, going to the park, bro, chasing down the ice cream truck. You feel me?
Man, they'll never know because these little people stuck in there playing the video game. Nobody saying nothing to them. Matter of fact, the way that you quote-unquote punish kids now is go sit and watch your tablet. Go sit and play. Because the parents don't want to continue to be stressed out.
Yeah, and bro, and all that plays into what you bring into today's society, bro, the whole wellness and health that I think is very important because it's like, bro, we exercise, whether we like it or not, whether we knew what we was doing or not, bro, we exercise, bro, we got out there, we saw the sunlight, bro, you know what I'm saying, we learned things, firsthand experience type shit, it wasn't just by word of mouth, you know what I mean, like, we witnessed a hot stove touching a hot stove, you know what I'm saying, and knowing not to touch it again, ever again type shit, you feel me? Not just word of mouth, you know what I'm saying? And I think, bro, that's another thing that's needed in today's society. And I think you becoming who you are, bro, you stepping in that role, bro, it's definitely for a reason, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely proud of you, bro, for real, for real.
Man, I much appreciate that. You know, I don't know how it all's going to play out. And honestly, I think, you know, our lives, if we knew how it all would play out, it wouldn't be no reason to live in the first place. So, you know, I'm just taking it one step at a time. You know, can I inspire just one life, just one soul? Can I do that?
You got it, bro. Hey, to keep it a buck, bro, you definitely inspired me on some real shit, bro. For real, for real. You definitely motivated me, bro, on some real shit, dude. So that's what I said, bro. We got a link, bro. If we could get the old crew back together, G, and just catch up, bro, and just talk. You know what I mean? Everybody tell their stories of what they've been up to. That's a dope podcast, G. And you know what I'm saying? If we could make that happen, you could help me make that happen, bro. Like, if all of us get together, bro, you know what I mean? And we just talk about what we've been through. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be dope as fuck, bro.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, bro. Man, because like I said, like everyone's life is a book itself, bro. That shit will be epic as fuck, G. But definitely, bro, check out those movies. You feel me? Like, bro. Man. For real. You know what I'm saying? But, look, hey, I don't want to hold you too much longer, bro. I love you, bro. Like, for real, everything you're doing, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? One last question before we dip. You know what I'm saying? For those that is tuning in, bro, that's trying to accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get in the game, you know what I'm saying? Is there any inspirational words you got for them?
Live authentically and live with masterful intent. That's it, man. Like, be your whole self. This world tries to put you in a box after box after box. It snatches you up, it chops you up, it spits you out, man. Be your authentic self and literally whatever is in your heart, apart, man, live with intent, go after. Guess what? It may not go the way you planned, okay? Most of the times, 99% of the times, it will not go the way that you planned. And it's really just life testing you to see how bad you really want it. It's really just, you know, the universe inspiring for you just to see, man, if you really are that diamond that it believes you to be. You know, a diamond, they got to go under pressure. They got to go under the fire.
Wow.
And once you know what I mean? Like, once you understand that, and get a good grasp of that. And I remember hearing that years ago, but it wouldn't be until about maybe a few years ago that I really started to understand that. I mean, I heard about maybe 10 years ago, and within the last 3-4 years, I started to really understand it, man. That's just all growth.
Big facts, bro. That's real, G. Hey, I salute you, bro. Hey, before, also, bro, shout out to social media in case someone want to get a hold of you, bro, work with you, you know what I'm saying? They might need some words of encouragement, bro. Shout out your podcast, shout out your book, and everything, bro.
Man, all right, going down the line for social media, Instagram, you know, you can actually, my Instagram handle is Devin, D-E-V-I-N, .Dewan, D-J-W-A-N. Facebook, it's the same thing, Devin.Dewan. Catch me on Twitter. And that's actually Devin Dewan. So literally no period, no underscore, no nothing. Devin Dewan. Also, you can listen to my podcast on Spotify, on Apple, on Google, and wherever podcasts are played. It's called Born for Better. Again, that is Born for Better. And then on top of that, if you have any fitness needs and you're wanting to get to your fitness goals, you can visit me at www.truegangsfitness.com. That's www.truegangsfitness.com. If you have questions on wellness, fitness, you can actually email me at coach@truegangsfitness.com. That's coach@truegangsfitness.com. So, I mean, that's multiple ways to get in touch with me, man. Get at me.
Yo, you heard it first from the mogul himself. You know what I'm saying? The entrepreneur great. My the big partner, Devin. You know what I'm saying? Salute, my dude.
Man, appreciate it, Chris. Man, everything you're doing, keep doing it. It's all love, bro. I'm loving it. What you're doing, and just keep going forward, man.
All right, good looking, boss. Good looking, man. All right. One. Yo, there you have it. Super dope interview from a partner, Devin Butler. Great dude. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of great things going on. Definitely proud of him, bro. You're definitely going to get it in, man. You already know. Signing off, your boy Smith from the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.